Married at First Sight. Chapter 3233. Sister Saren, was it also Grandma York who fell in love with you and then asked young Master York to pursue you? Serenity smiled. Zachary and I had a flash marriage. No one pursued the other. The relationship was cultivated later. It's typical to marry first and love later. However, we really can't escape our relationship with Grandma. Abby knew a little bit about Serenity and Zachary's flash marriage. Serenity briefly explained the reason for her and Zachary's flash marriage. It was only later that Serenity discovered that the old lady had completely forced Zachary to marry her. She also knew that the old lady had been targeting her for a long time, and the reason was ridiculous. The master said that she and Zachary would have a lifelong relationship, and he also said that Zachary would be a bachelor for the rest of his life if he didn't marry her. The old lady loved Zachary the most. How could she let Zachary be a bachelor for the rest of his life? So she took advantage of Zachary's filial piety and used both soft and hard tactics to force Zachary to marry her. Only then can the couple live a happy life today. Abby, then why did Grandma York choose me? I can say with certainty that I have never met Grandma York. Could it be that Grandma York also knew my birth date and calculated it, thinking that Evan and I were a couple? Serenity smiled and said, "You have to ask Grandma about this. I don't know. However, as far as I can tell, the master no longer wants to see Grandma. He declared that fate was over. I think it's not because of the master's fortune-telling, but because Grandma often travels around to find out about your character. If she believes it's appropriate for her grandchildren, let them pursue the girl she likes. Grandma frequently expresses her dissatisfaction with the Zachary brothers, claiming that despite their superior qualities and upbringing, they lack maturity in matters of love. The main thing is that they don't fall in love, let alone get married. They reportedly raised a few pigs who couldn't handle cabbage. If someone asks Grandma to help introduce girls to their children and grandchildren, Grandma always says that there are still a few pigs in her family that can't do cabbage. How can she have the energy to take care of other people's homes? Pigs don't have cabbage crowns." Abby didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Mrs. York was the funniest old lady she had ever heard of. Serenity continued, "I heard from my family that Grandma was very powerful when she was young and was all-powerful. Zachary's brothers were trained by Grandma. You see how good they all are now, and you know how powerful Grandma is. No one in the York family has thought about fighting Grandma. If they can't fight, then they are the old fox. Grandma identified a suitable candidate for everyone, and they promptly pursued them, thereby saving them a great deal of trouble. They all have an unwavering faith in Grandma." Abby couldn't understand why old Mrs. York chose her. Serenity looked at her expression and said with a smile, "Abby, you don't have to think about why. There are many things we can't understand. If we don't understand, simply don't think about it and let nature take its course. You just need to cultivate a good relationship with Evan, and you don't have to worry about your husband's family. My husband's family still has a very good reputation in Wiltspoon. I can tell you from personal experience that if you marry into the York family in the future, you will only be happy." She whispered to Abby in a low voice, the daughter of a famous family in Wiltspoon dreams of marrying into the York family. In this materialistic society, whether in a wealthy family or an ordinary family, the York family is a clear stream. Abby said softly, I also wonder if I will be lucky enough to become a sister-in-law with you. Serenity, you have worked hard and fought for it. No matter what the outcome is, just don't regret it. Serenity knew that Evan was struggling. It was unknown whether he would choose Abby, but it could be seen that Abby was attracted to Evan. Abby nodded. Yes, just don't let myself regret it. Serenity, eating, no matter when, is the most important thing. Abby smiled. The sky is big and the earth is big, eating is the biggest thing. The two of them had a working meal in the cafeteria. Serenity also chatted with everyone about work matters before taking Abby back to her office. Want to go for a walk this afternoon? Serenity asked Abby. Chapter 3234. Abby said, if you are not familiar with the place, you don't know where to go. Serenity said, let me be your tour guide and take you around Wiltspoon. There are several scenic spots in the suburbs that you can visit. Abby said, Evan doesn't want to talk to me. The most important thing is to go out and have fun. I don't want to put my hot face against his cold **SS and affect my mood. Are you free? You go shopping with me, I want to buy something. Then, go to Wildridge Manor to visit Grandma York tomorrow. Instead of asking old Mrs. York why she chose her, she wanted to meet the York family. Serenity smiled and said, okay, but I have to take a lunch break. I'm used to it. If I don't take a lunch break, I'll lose energy in the afternoon. If I don't get a good rest, I'll get headaches and eye pain easily. Abby said, we'll go after you get some rest. Serenity said, well, I'll take you to my bookstore after lunch break. Jasmine is there. My best friends are Jasmine and Elisa. Whenever Serenity adds a sister-in-law and gets along well, she will introduce them to her two good friends. Okay. Abby had nowhere to go and nothing to do. She would go wherever Serenity was willing to take her. Abby, are you on your lunch break? Serenity, I'll rest for half an hour. My office is not very big, and there is no lounge. I usually put down the couch and use it as a bed, and then fold it into a sofa during lunch break. It's okay for the two of us to squeeze in. Abby went to help Serenity spread out the sofa as a bed. A foldable sofa bed like yours is not bad. You go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep after drinking that cup of coffee. I don't have to go to work now. I can go to bed early at night. It's okay. Serenity yawned. Then I'll take a rest first. Okay. Abby still felt embarrassed. She had come to disturb Serenity's peaceful life. Serenity received the message from Zachary. The couple chatted for a few minutes, and then she lay down on the sofa bed. Abby was not on guard, and she soon fell asleep. After Abby finished the cup of coffee she had not drank just now, she felt very good. She walked gently to the door of the office and saw that in the large office outside, everyone was lying on their desks and resting quietly. She couldn't go out because she was afraid that her footsteps would disturb them. Then she gently walked back to the chair and sat down. She took out her mobile phone and used the search function to collect news related to the York family. Although she had people investigate, she still didn't know much about the York family. Serenity told her so much, which made her want to know more about this big family. Dudu. She suddenly received a reply message from Evan. One after another. Abby whispered to herself, "The sun is almost rising from the west, please reply to my message." Evan asked her when she would return to Hyribidi. Chapter 3235. Abby looked at the message he sent for a while before replying to him. "Abby, I'm not sure yet. Why do you want to invite me to dinner, or are you reluctant to let me go back?" "Evan, I want to treat you to dinner and talk to you again." Abby asked him, "What are we talking about? Our future? Or are you determined that you chose me? If you really have a girlfriend and let me see her, I promise not to appear in your eyes again." It was one thing to want to fight for it, but if there was no hope, she would give up. A good family like the York family was rare, but only if Evan liked her and was willing to marry her could she get into the York family. Evan paused for a few minutes before sending a message, "I have someone I really like, but she and I are not boyfriend and girlfriend yet, so I don't want you to disturb her. The problem between us is that, no matter how late we meet, we should speak slowly. Abby, are you free tonight?" "Abby, no time." "Evan, then, when you are free, I will treat you to dinner." Abby thought for a while and said, "I came to Wiltspoon just to ask you for a clear explanation. Now I have basically understood everything. I will go back in 2 days." Now that she's here, she decided to spend a few days in Wiltspoon and treat it as a vacation. After returning to Hyribidi, she must refocus on her busy work. Even rest is a luxury, let alone a vacation. "Abby, before I go back, I will contact you to have a meal together. They can't be a couple, and they don't want to turn against each other." The main thing was that the two of them had no grudges to fight against. Evan explained clearly to her the real reason why he approached her and treated her so well. He also told her that she was nice, but not his type. They had only known each other for 2 or 3 months, and even if she was really attracted to him, it would be a lie to say how deep the relationship was. If Evan didn't choose her, she really had no chance, so just give up. Because there was no fair competition, his heart was not with her, Abby, and it was useless for her to hang around in front of him every day. "Okay." Evan agreed. Everyone was silent for several minutes before Abby sent another message to Evan, asking where he was now. "I'm going back to my old home. Grandma is at home. I have a showdown with Grandma." Evan didn't hide anything. He didn't need to ask to know what the showdown in his mouth referred to. Abby's heart clenched, a little painful. She thought of something, and she quickly adjusted her mood. She was not sad or angry, and she faced everything calmly. If Evan doesn't like Abby, he won't. When he wanted to marry Abby in the future, he just shouldn't pester her like a piece of brown candy. Lab Family Villa. Carrie was lying on the bed, her face was still a little ugly, but it was a little better than the day after the miscarriage. Mr. Lab did not want the child in her belly and asked her to have an abortion. Fortunately, he arranged for a good private medical staff to come and look after her so that there was no accident during the abortion, and he also asked a nutritionist to prepare 3 meals for her every day. She needed to take good care of her health during confinement, but she couldn't ruin her health just because of it. She was young. After giving up the child in her belly and suffering the pain of miscarriage, Carrie couldn't help cursing Serenity and Cameron day and night. Chapter 3236. Carrie always felt that it was thanks to Serenity's sister-in-law that she ended up like this. Her hatred for Serenity was even deeper. Serenity's meddling in other people's affairs led to the troubles in the Newman family, the significant changes, and Cameron's initial rise to power. Carrie really wished that she had the power to avenge herself. The York family treated Serenity like a national treasure during her pregnancy to ensure the health of the unborn child. As for Carrie, she was pregnant for the first time. Not only was she pregnant with the flesh and blood of her beloved man, but she couldn't give birth even if she wanted to, because Mr. Lab wouldn't allow it. Same person but different destiny. The heat in the room made Carrie feel stuffy. She got out of bed and walked to the window to open it. The person who came in saw her pushing the door open and quickly stopped her. "Madam, don't open the window. You are sitting here for confinement. Don't let the cold wind blow," Carrie said. "The sun is shining brightly outside, and it's not cold. The winter in Wiltspoon is not cold. It's not like the heavy snowfall at your place. Or turn off the heating. I feel suffocated when the heating is on. The closed doors and windows prevent air circulation. It's very stuffy." Carrie opened the window anyway. It was cold, but only for a few days. Once the cold air passed, the temperature rose. It was 17 or 18 degrees Celsius during the day, which was really not cold. On the street, some people wore short-sleeved clothes. In short, people wore spring, summer, autumn, and winter clothes. Walking on Wiltspoon streets means they could wear them all year round. Mr. Lab specifically invited the confinement nanny to oversee the confinement period. She was a temporary worker. She had a half-month work limit before she could leave after receiving her pay. She put the tonic soup on the bedside table for Carrie's future health, then walked to Carrie's side and advised, "Madam, you are still young and don't understand. Confinement is like confinement. Generally, the best course of action is to rest in bed, eat and sleep well, avoid catching a cold, and avoid exposure to cold wind. You may not think it's a problem now, but when you get older, problems will arise," Carrie said nonchalantly. "Foreign women don't even sit during confinement. This is not how they live. Who is old and has no problems? How many people can truly die of old age without illness or pain? Look at how big the sun is outside. It's not cold at all. It's not the north. It's snowing in the north. We people in Wiltspoon can only wear a light coat, and I'll be fine." Carrie did not listen to the advice, so the confinement sister-in-law stopped talking. She only took care of Carrie for half a month. "Kindly remind her, but if the host doesn't listen, what can she do? If there is a physical problem in the future, it will be Carrie's fault, and the pain will be on Carrie's body. Madam, I made you a cup of soup. You drink it while it's hot." The confinement sister-in-law no longer persuaded Carrie to close the window and asked her to drink the tonic soup. Carrie inquired as to what kind of soup it was. Chicken soup, I peeled off the skin of the chicken, there is no oil. The confinement sister-in-law knew that Carrie didn't like soup with too much oil. When preparing chicken soup for Carrie, she always peeled off the chicken skin so that there wouldn't be too much oil. Carrie said, I don't have any oil, and I don't want to drink it. I've eaten and slept in the past 2 days, and they always give me so much tonic soup. I'm afraid that after the confinement, I will become a fat woman. Let her drink tonic soup 4 or 5 times a day. Although the soup she drank was different every time, she was tired of drinking it so many times a day. She felt okay and wanted to go out for a walk. She didn't stay at home for long, but she felt like she had been locked up here for a month. Auntie, after I had an abortion, did my figure become deformed? Will it be like those women who, after giving birth, have their figure deformed, out of shape, and ugly? Carrie suddenly asked her confinement sister-in-law. She was still young and unmarried, so she couldn't become ugly or out of shape. Chapter 3237. The confinement sister-in-law smiled warmly and said, Madam, you're so young, you recover very quickly and will not get out of shape. I have also taken care of many rich ladies during the confinement period. After they were in confinement, they actively exercised and lost weight. You can regain your slim figure in no time. The confinement sister-in-law did not say that Carrie had a miscarriage, and her figure was not out of shape. How could she be out of shape after a short confinement period? Even if she ate well every day, Carrie didn't eat much. There were a lot of nutritional supplements and soups. Carrie just tasted the food and asked her to take it away or just let her eat it. Carrie was relieved. She said, I will eat less. I don't want to become a fat ball. How many days does confinement usually last? It's so boring to lie in bed every day. If she doesn't show up, will Serenity forget who she is, and will it take more and more time to get to know her? If possible, she really didn't want to deal with Serenity and the others. Serenity lived a good life, and everyone around her was also happy, making Carrie jealous, especially Cameron, who made Carrie jealous the most. The contrast between Cameron's previous misery and her current happiness is striking. The man she married was Callum, whom Carrie had wanted to marry before. The confinement sister-in-law said, those who have the conditions can rest for a month, just like in confinement. Those who do not have the conditions and have to go to work can usually resume their normal and work after 1 week of rest. Madam, you're qualified and young. It's best to take a month's rest. The confinement sister-in-law didn't know that Carrie was a pawn. She thought that Carrie was young and beautiful, and she was married to an uncle-level Mr. Lab. However, with the exception of Carrie, there were only 2 bodyguards and no one else in this large villa. The confinement sister-in-law has never met him. She only knew that the male owner was named Lab and was middle-aged. This was what Carrie told her. Carrie drank the soup slowly and said, I feel nothing is wrong now. I don't want to lie down for a month. It's too boring. Others go to work for a week, so I should take a rest for a week. I don't have to go to work. I just go out shopping occasionally. I feel much more relaxed like this than others. It probably won't do much harm to my body. I'm young and can recover faster than others. She even wanted to go to kindergarten to wait for Serenity tomorrow. The kindergarten will be on winter vacation next week. Once the winter vacation was over, she would have fewer opportunities to pretend to meet Serenity by chance. Although she could meet Serenity at high society banquets in Wiltspoon, she was pregnant and rarely attended banquets, making it difficult to meet her. Cameron was easy to meet. Mr. Lab said that she should mainly get close to Serenity, gain Serenity's trust, and become friends with Serenity. Not Cameron. The confinement sister-in-law wanted to persuade her, but after thinking about it, she decided not to. She had only taken care of Carrie for 2 or 3 days, and she knew that this young lady was not easy to talk to and would not listen to advice. Serenity was taking a lunch break, and Abby happened to open the door and come in. Sister Saren, wake up. I went out to buy some snacks and fruits and came back. I gave a bag to your secretary and asked her to share it with everyone. Abby was holding bags in both hands. One bag was filled with the fruits she bought, and the other bag was filled with several snacks that she thought were delicious. You're out. Serenity got up and went to pour herself a glass of warm water. Abby put the things she bought on the coffee table, and then she helped Serenity put away the folding sofa. Serenity wanted to help, but she refused. Chapter 3238. Serenity saw how easily she put away the folding sofa and thought she often did such things, so she was not polite to her and watched her quickly fold the sofa. I couldn't sleep and was bored, so I went out and walked around your company. There are many shops on the streets near your company. It's very convenient to buy whatever I want. Abby wanted to help Serenity sit down, but Serenity smiled and said, "No need to help me, I can sit by myself. I haven't reached the stage of inconvenience in my third trimester of pregnancy yet." She sat down by herself, and Abby followed her. She took the things she bought and said, I bought some fruits and several snacks. I have tried them all and only bought them if they taste good. I'm not picky. Serenity put down the water glass and moved closer to look at the fruits and snacks she bought. Abby smiled and said, I'm not picky. Of course, I still prefer delicious food. Everyone is the same. If there is something delicious, of course you can eat it. If you don't have it, you can eat it if you can. Serenity was a person who had lived a hard life. Even though she was wealthy and had become the eldest mistress of the York family, she had always maintained some of her living habits. She took a snack and ate it. Serenity, this dim sum shop is pretty good. Alisa and I occasionally buy some to eat. But many times, they both bring snacks from home to eat at the company. The snacks made by the pastry chef at home were more exquisite and delicious than those bought outside. Then, are you still going out for a walk? Serenity asked her. After Serenity agreed to take a lunch break, she took Abby around for a walk. Abby, instead of going shopping, just go to the bookstore where you made your fortune and introduce me to the young lady of the Buchaim family. I need to hug those thick thighs tightly. Serenity chuckled. The bookstore where I made my fortune. Abby, it's the bookstore where you made your fortune. You opened the bookstore there, and the story with Mr. York began. Isn't it the place where you made your fortune? Serenity could not be refuted. Jasmine is straightforward, forthright, and easy to get along with. She also likes to make friends. Abby, I got to know you during your lunch break. You two are very easy to get along with, but Miss Stone has too high a standard. If she doesn't like you, she will ignore you and won't give you any face or affection. Elisa was very picky about making friends. Many wealthy ladies in Wiltspoon have trouble dealing with Elisa. Before Elisa met Serenity and Jasmine, she only had Ruli as a friend. Even though she didn't have many friends, those who were added were the young ladies from the York family. Abby, Miss Stone thinks I'm the best. It doesn't matter if she looks down on me. Just hug the young mistress of the Buchaim family's thick thighs tightly. Serenity laughed, almost choking on the snack. She quickly picked up the cup of warm water, drank a few sips, swallowed the snack in her mouth, and said with a smile, Abby, you want to laugh me to death. Abby, that's a fact. As long as you know what Josh does, who wouldn't want to hug his wife's thick thighs? Sister Saren, you have always had a close relationship with young Madame Buchaim. You don't have this kind of feeling. I don't know how hard it is for strangers like us. I want to hug Mrs. Buchaim's lap. Josh was a member of the Buchaim family. If you can establish a friendship with Jasmine, then in the future, when you encounter a situation that requires strong connections, you can definitely ask Jasmine's husband for help. Serenity. Well, she didn't feel it. Even if she and Jasmine were not good friends, Zachary would ask Josh to handle everything, and there would be no need for her to fawn over anyone.